My father worked piece rate at the Schult Mobile Home Plant. And when time is so diligently money, you learn fluent, precise movements, an economy of seconds, the cost of a step. For outlet cutouts and wall paneling, he would run lipstick around the rim of the switch box, dry fit a panel, drill out a corner, and saw a hair wide of the red line. He told me tapes lie and waste time. When I showed up at my first construction job, the guys inspected my toolbox. How fancy, my new work belt, your sisters, my Craftsman tools. Then their faces lit up like drop lights, the lipstick. My toolbox became my purse with Rainbow Bright and My Little Pony stickers stuck on with PVC glue. My hammer glittered in the sun, pry bar spray painted pink. Sparkling stars marked my tape 16-inch increments. I was Betsy, Melinda, Sugar Tits and Sweetheart. It was a salad for the lady at lunch, tampons in my truck. Yes, ma'am, when I got mad and walked off, one of the guys would put his arm around me, whisper in my ear, "Dude, your vagina's showing." The guys measured over and down for drywall cutouts, misread it by half an inch, slacken the tape or overcut it. Even when the boss would come around, see the waste and threaten to take it out of their pay, they'd stay late, sweeping or cutting all the odd pieces to make good. But they'd never put on the lipstick. Perhaps that was not the way their fathers had taught them. Or they learned too much pride, hated change. But really, they couldn't stand to lose the joke. We weren't the boys of summer on a ball field honing our swing. We swung hammers and never wore gloves for anything. People don't know our names, the guys who built their homes. No banners, plaques, or columns in the paper. Just payday for men passing from job to job, going on disability, blowing town to avoid child support, the probation officer. Men not remembered by the number of boards they carried, how fast they rocked a ceiling or weaved shingles in a valley. Same tasks over and over that blur into years of floor plans and lot numbers you can't tell apart, or if the new guy is just an old guy passing back through. How you're remembered is around beers at the bar, the time so and fucking so hung six cabinets sideways or went to hardware asking for board stretchers and a skyhook. The guys don't want to talk about the one weekend a month they get their son, their cut hours, or the women who work them like jobs and move on. No. Tell the one how Shirley carried lipstick in his tool purse.